And so letting our holiday bells bring us into our afternoon sitting. Sitting in a way that evokes wakefulness, perhaps with eyes open, taking care of having just eaten. And so feeling body sitting, the touch points getting nicely grounded, sensing breathing. Remembering intentions for being here. And our usual intentions for some wakefulness, interest, friendliness. And for some of us, this can be helped with a wee bit of a smile. Thich Nhat Hanh says, sometimes your joy is the source of your smile, but sometimes your smile can be the source of your joy. You can check that out. And if not a smile, then even just a loosening at the back of the mouth, letting the teeth at the back part a little bit, loosen, drop. And so to take us into the imagery that will guide this practice, we'll let Mary Oliver help us with that, with her poem, First Snow. The snow began here this morning and all day continued its white rhetoric everywhere, calling us back to why, how, whence such beauty, and what the meaning. Such an oracular fever flowing past windows, an energy it seemed would never ebb, never settle, less than lovely. And only now, deep into the night, it has finally ended. The silence is immense. And the heavens still hold a million candles, nowhere the familiar things. Stars, the moon, the darkness we expect and nightly turn from. Trees glitter like castles of ribbons, the broad fields smolder with light. A passing creek bed lies heaped with shining hills. And though the questions that have assailed us all day remain, not a single answer has been found. Walking out now into the silence and the light under the trees and through the fields feels like one. That special light that comes with the snow. The snow on the trees. And so let's just take a moment to imagine a beautiful forest in winter, perhaps evergreen, with snow on the branches, the fragrance. And it's late in the day. Just a little before sunset. The light is darkening. And so some of us imagine and some of us just sense into it. And that's fine. You don't have to see it in your mind's eye. Just feel into it. Breathe into it. And in this dimming light, connect with one tree in particular. Tall tree. Can you connect it into your own body? Sit like a tall tree. Feel your feet and legs like the roots of the tree. Your torso as the trunk, your arms and hands, branches, and head like the uppermost top of the tree. Become the tree. And we breathe, and trees breathe, breathing with the tree. And so grounding awareness in body and breathing, along with the tree imagery, with the dimming light in the background. Remember that this tree is in a forest. It's with other trees. And so to know that the roots are connected to one another, the branches are touching one another. Having a sense of that, the rootedness, how we are all connected through our roots and branches with one another. Thoughts and emotions arise, of course, just as snow begins to fall, letting each thought, emotion be like falling snow, soft, gentle, carried a bit by the wind, perhaps. Can we move through them like falling snow? Like snowflakes, some thoughts and emotions land on the branches of the tree. And the tree is tall and strong and gently holds it, holds any of these snowflakes of thought and emotion without getting caught up in them. softening into the practice even as the light dims and softens into sunset. Noticing how, as the sky darkens, stars begin to show and the moon to glow. Perhaps the stars are like pinpoints of sensation in the body as they show, twinkling for a moment and then falling back a little. Noticing that it is the darkness that illuminates the stars and the moon. And so this sitting still, going inward, illuminates what we may be holding, whether dark or light. As the darkness of night deepens, the brightness of the light of the stars and the moon becomes greater. Moonlight and starlight. Perhaps too for us, as we go inward more and more, there's some beauty, some light that is revealed. As we sit here like this beautiful tree in the evening with the snow and the starlight and the moonlight, opening to the ambient sounds, sounds of silence. And listening with that spacious awareness to the bells to take us out of this practice.